Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Dewey Burke of Inside Carolina. And Dewey, coming off a big win last night, let's talk about Joel Berry off the basketball versus on the basketball for North Carolina. If Woods or Felton can get where they can play significant minutes, that gets that portion of the game off Berry, and Berry can even put more into scoring the basketball, which Dewey, he's become very good at for North Carolina.
I think that is what the staff really believed would take place by the time this team rounded into form. I think they believed it would be Jalik. He's still got some growing to do. I think he's not quite in shape yet from what I watch. And so they can't play him long stretches of minutes because he just gets tired. He's not at a college level of conditioning yet. So I think they really believed that down the stretch of this season, they'd be playing Jalik a lot of time at the one with Joel at the two because of his ability to score and create and shoot the basketball. He really always has been a score-first point guard his entire career anyway. And so putting him at the two and running specific sets for him, as opposed to like last year we would run sets for Justin, you can put Joel in some of those situations to create scoring and shooting opportunities for him. Again, like you said, if Jalik, or maybe it is seventh, can be solid enough that coach trusts them down the stretch, because I think he'll continue to tinker with it and put those guys in at the one with Joel at the two early in games and early in the season. But when we get down the stretch, if they haven't proven that they can handle the ball, not turn it over, make good decisions on the break and in our secondary, if they haven't proven it, he's not going to do it. And you're going to see Joel with the ball in his hands because he's earned the trust. So that is what remains to be seen. I think you bring up a great point. I think any minutes we can get with Joel at the two is a positive for our team, because he's such a dynamic shooter, and you'd love to have him be the one coming off of screens and double downs and different back halves of secondary plays that we have to be the catch and shoot guy, because he's such a phenomenal shooter. But again, it's going to come down to trust. And if coach believes that one of those two guys can handle the burden and execute and do the things that he wants, then he'll go with it. But if not, that ball would be in Joel Berry's hands down the stretch. You can bet on it.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.